Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brimskin time. It must be fate number 28. Oh, baby, Brimstone here with my wingman.
Heyo, it's Zambo. Sorry, I had to like wake up for half a second.
You have to wake up, bro. I'm like sitting here with a pounding headache and like I'm on it right now.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here with like a empty tummy and a backache. So like I think we're just switching spots all of a sudden. Like I don't know what the hell's going on.
This is showbiz, baby. You need to get on it. You know what I'm saying? Get on it. Ride that sumbitch.
Nah.
Anyway, we're also joined by my brother, Mr. Greer.
What up?
GHR.
I'm pretty good. I'm ready to go.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm absolutely ready.
We did breakfast this morning.
We did. That's probably why I'm awake right now.
Yeah, I know.
I actually had food.
It was good. We went to the diner down the road.
Oh, nice.
And no free ads. And
we didn't say the name, so it's okay.
This is true.
Well, yeah, we went to diner down the road. That's the name of it.
What do you call it? The I got here because you were supposed to be in studio early.
True.
And Alex was here.
True.
And what do you call it? He goes, Brim, I don't have my keys, and who knows when Zambo's ever gonna get here if he is. So I came.
Aww.
We figured out, okay, well, you guys are gonna meet later on. So as we're leaving, Tom is coming in. So we're like, oh, we're going to breakfast. You want to join us? He's like, yeah, sure. So
nice.
We went to breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Anyway,
nice.
Within Brimskin, brought to you, as always, by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret, and Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. So.
Nice.
Can I bring up something real quick?
Yes, you may.
I'm going to make sure the GHR listeners later on this week know this. Mane & Tail has been on it. With their social media. Their Twitter account is hilarious.
They have jumped on that bandwagon of social media.
I can't remember the one that they just... I'm going to try and look them up. I was going to look them up in a little while. But yeah,
they're
not at Wendy's yet, but they're coming up to a Wendy's level.
Yeah, yeah.
They're working it.
They have been making a conscious... move
effort
to kind of really like blow
huge
it up. So
conscious.
Yeah,
effort.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first off...
Today's secret word is...
Tomahawk.
I forgot we were supposed to go.
Anytime I say the secret word, guys, make sure, as always, we scream real loud. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I want to address the two shooters. Well, it's actually the one shooter in Texas, and I'll explain that. At least 8 people, including the gunman, were actually killed, and nearly 24 more were actually injured in the most recent mass shooting this past week in West Texas. It began with a traffic stop in Midland. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Texas.
Can't say.
You know, beautiful area over there. But it turned into an absolutely horrifying drive-by rampage. And it went along the highways, the streets of Odessa, which is right nearby. The gunman was actually finally cornered and killed by police.
Good.
One of the victims killed in the attack was a 15-year-old girl, just had her quinceañera. It is absolutely disgusting and piggish. And, you know, it's unbelievable because we keep having this happen over and over and over again. And I don't understand why. First of all, where these morons are coming from. Two, and the fact that where are they getting these guns? Because this is another AK situation.
Two things. They've always been there. They've gotten them.
Right.
Simple as that.
Okay.
They've had them previously.
Yeah.
That's the only reasons, really. And also, no one's doing anything to stop it.
No.
There's nothing but the feel-good, like, nitty-gritty thoughts and prayers bills going out. And that's as political as I'm going to get with that conversation.
Well, we're not on GHR, so we can't get too political, but just a little touch.
I'm going to go too far.
Don't do that.
That's why I'm
don't
if
do
I
that.
Step in the door, I'm
going
to not be able to leave until I'm dragged out. And
yeah,
I don't want to upset anybody.
We don't want to drink
much
too much.
As can.
We're good.
Don't let me drink that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's
I'm
okay.
I'm gonna drink
the
whole
punch
bowl. I'll give you
that. Do you realize that they actually just passed a law allowing guns in schools and churches?
Yes.
And so forth now?
Yes.
I just don't understand it. Now, I gotta tell you, to be completely honest, every time I'm in Texas, I feel ridiculously safe.
Yeah.
Because everybody's open carry.
Yeah, but then you got to keep in mind, too, there was that one time where there was a very recently where a gunner was loose in a Walmart.
Right. Well, I was going to say,
and people were packing. but nobody fired, so there were many good people with a gun. Why didn't the good people hoot the bad people?
Right.
There's those arguments like that that come up, and it's just, you know, and there's probably a rebuttal to that one, and it's just blah, 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 blah.
What were you going
to
say?
Close to home on that, my uncle, there's an IT company that works for his, that, like, does all his computer work for his company.
Yeah.
They were doing a job down in Texas. One of their guys was 15 minutes away he was in that Walmart. Oh, he left, Jesus, like 15 minutes before all that happened. That wow. exact Walmart that shooting happened.
That's insanity.
Like, he just missed it.
Wow. Well, just so everybody
good.
Knows.
I'm glad he did.
That, yeah. That Walmart was the El Paso Walmart, yes. And that was on August 3rd that took place.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this gunman, what happened was he had gotten, it was like he was stopped in a the traffic stop in Midland, and then he went crazy. He apparently had gotten fired from his job not too much earlier, I guess by a trucking job or something like that, so he was already pissed off. But this guy,
so went, falling down,
yeah, he killed a postal worker, mm-hmm. in a residential neighborhood, mm-hmm. so he at first went crazy in his car, mm-hmm. then killed the postal worker, and then took the postal car and went postal, you know what I mean, went around and just started
true postal
shooting people, yeah. What do you call it? Now, they basically said that, you know, that people were thinking that they were two shooters because there were two different cars.
Yeah.
So people didn't realize that, they thought, you know, since it was two different areas, two different vehicles, oh my God, they're two different shooters.
And fair enough to assume. But however, statistically, the worst evidence that people have is eyewitness statements.
Right.
And because the story can be changed five ways to Sunday. It's like the worst game of telephone you can play.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So, you know, regardless, now this fool, and I won't say his name because
thank you.
I will not give them
no,
that.
No, you don't glorify
no,
them.
I will not glorify it.
Yeah.
But he had a few previous encounters with the law.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, according to police records, he was arrested multiple times for trespassing, okay. resisting arrest, and public intoxication. Don't you think that maybe you would, check this guy out a little further and maybe, put him in some kind of a program or so? It's a repeat offender.
If he's that's one of the things that I believe in too. Like, not to get too political and opinionated, if you are a repeat offender and you own weapons, they should be confiscated.
Well, if they, but here's the thing. I don't even think you need a license for the you
hunting
know, for
rifles
what he,
and
what
shotguns. You don't.
Yeah. No. Well, it was
the dumbest
it was
thing
an automatic.
World.
It was an automatic.
Yeah. It was. Then it's probably considered a hunting rifle.
I don't know.
You're legally not allowed to own fully automatic.
Yeah.
I know. Well, exactly. I don't even know. Well, in Texas, I don't know if that's
no. You're not allowed to.
No,
own
it's federal.
Fully automatic
it's federal, not just
in
state.
In the country.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, dude.
Scum between my toes.
I absolutely
and again,
freaking hate you.
You are insulting the scum between my toes.
This is true.
Thank you.
I'm glad he's dead, and you know what they should do? They should take the freaking body, hang it up in effigy in the middle of somewhere, let it sit and rot, and let people piss on him every single goddamn day. That's the kind of piece of garbage
so like
that
the
this
Wild
is.
West.
That's what I think they should
so
do.
So like the Wild West.
Yeah. I think they should right. hang him up.
That'd be
and
scary
let people
for children
just sit
to
there.
See.
Yeah, well, then they go, you know, don't be like him.
Yeah, don't do
don't
that.
Don't be like him.
How much call? How much Grand Theft Auto this guy play?
You know what? And that's the funny thing is like people. I don't know if that's what's going on. Is the
Jesus
people
Christ.
Think that it's okay to go out and do
I
things
was just kidding.
Because they
I don't
saw
think
it in
Grand
a video
Theft
game?
Auto does it.
No, I mean,
no,
but
it never does.
Again, there are people that are twisted like that.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely. But I mean, like, I don't necessarily think out of all the things, I don't think Grand Theft Auto itself is the reason somebody
no.
is going to go on a massive killing
spree. Bring up the same argument again. I play Grand Theft Auto all the time. I want to rape and pillage and burn and shoot people all the time. And you know how many times I actually really want to do it? Goose egg! Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay, but you are well, there quasi-sane. You There's a difference.
I'm only slightly eccentric. There's a fine line between eccentric and insane.
Well, listen, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the
T's
families of those
yes.
who passed.
True.
What do you call it? The
you
people.
Can't do much.
The people who were
affected.
Injured and affected. I do know there's a GoFundMe. I don't know the exact URL for it. So if you guys go online, make sure that you do. If you're going to donate, please donate, but make sure you do it to the right. To the right one, you know, because
yes.
other people
please,
sometimes in
please
these
do
times
research.
Will be
please
will
do
scummy
research.
And put things up and that don't go to the right one, and people out of the goodness of their hearts are sitting and donating. So just make sure it's the right one that you're going to.
Amen.
That being said, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim. Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Phil Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Rim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hi, this is Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island, and you're listening to my boy Brim.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So hey, you guys know that this past weekend, I actually went out to Mexico.
What?
We made this one. It's a made up tale.
You took my thing. I was going to do that.
You know what the worst part is too? I had a queue up for a joke like that too. And then you did it. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll take it.
So Greer, last week, what do you call it? Zambo put on the board. What do you call it? This thing.
Remember
it didn't
the show Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes.
Or it's something. It's similar like that. It was almost like Oh my God! It was.
I know. No, I know what you're talking about.
It's a total fabrication.
Yeah,
that's a total fabrication.
Yeah, fact. That's fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction. Thank you. Yeah. Fact or fiction. So. I made up a really stupid story, and then I played that off air, and then Brim took one of his own fake stories and then tied it into one of like a woman who drove through a T-Mobile store and like started looting the place in midday and was like, And I did that. And I'm like, what? And then he just played the clip. And I'm like, come on, man.
So anyway, what do you call it? What I did do this weekend is Danielle and I actually had a date night, which no kids. It was
knock
insane.
Wood. That's
so
good.
All the kids were out, and we were like, oh, we have a date. We have time alone. And
yay!
It is so wonderful, although rare, that we get that free time. So we
get
like,
to really relish in the moment.
Yeah. So I was like, all right. So, you know, we figured, all right, let's go out to a fancy schmancy restaurant. Let's
good
go
choice.
Be,
mm-hmm.
let's go be, you know, fancy. You know what I mean? Fancy schmancy. So we went to this place called Premi's Italian Steakhouse. And
ooh.
They're out by, they're not far from you, Greer. I'm pretty
kinda
sure
like between me
they're in like the Islip-ish area.
Okay.
You know, so it's not too far
that's
from
not
you.
Too yeah, far no, from me either.
Probably 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's not far from you.
No, it's like 20 minutes from me, about 10 from him. So.
Yeah, no. So roughly. I we went in, you know, dimly lit type of joint. What do you call it? Really, really, you know, nice place. And I looked at the menu and I'm like, all right, what am I going to get? And I checked it out prior, and I was like, oh, they got steaks and whatever. And you know me, I like my steaks.
Yeah,
and,
you're a steak
you know.
Boy.
And, you know, I look, and there on the menu was the tomahawk. Okay, so
sorry, I was drinking coffee and that didn't work.
So,
I had a muted one.
I was wondering how that was going to come up at some point.
So I was super excited. Now, there's a reason for me being super excited about it.
Is it shaped like a tomahawk?
Okay, so it truly, it kind of is.
Okay.
The bone itself is like literally a foot and a half
I was
long.
About to say, like,
you know
it
what
must
I mean?
Have been the bone that was mostly
huge.
The handle.
It's huge. And the what do you call it? The meat, I mean, it's 44 ounces, you know,
nice.
Of meat. So it's really nice. Now,
sure you don't want the sex music?
Actually, I don't have it on our board.
Oh, no.
I can't believe we don't have the sex music on our
board.
We'll
get a different type of sex music on the board. Yeah.
So anyway, so that being said, you know, I looked at it and I was like, you know, all right, the steak is an $80 steak. And I go, you know what? I never splurge like
treat
this.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to treat myself. So what do you call it? I wound up getting it. And everybody in the restaurant, when they saw this sucker coming out, was like, oh, my God, what is that? Oh, ooh, yeah. Mmm, it's about 44 ounces of delicious, sweet, delicious ribeye tomahawk. Anyway, so that being said, I got it. It was absolutely phenomenal. I was so in the mood for it that it just had to happen. And you know what? I'm always, you know, going, and I never take care of myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get it. So I
good
did.
Idea.
Now, there's a reason why it was so important for me to get that steak. Now, there's a full story about this.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever told you guys, but
I don't know. You've said a lot of stories.
Okay. So. This is one of my first business trips to LA. Okay.
Okay.
In terms of Comic Cons.
Gotcha.
So I hadn't been to LA to do a Comic Con before. I was there by myself, and I was meeting with a bunch of friends, like Juliet, you know, Rooker, and all them.
Of course,
guys.
Of course, of course.
So
the important
you know,
people.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, you know, at least I know I'm going to be out with friends when I get there. You know, it was like a absolutely horrible flight to get there. Like it was just, it took forever. Things
worse than with us.
Almost not that bad, but almost as bad.
Okay.
What do you call it?
Oh,
so
damn.
we, you know, it just so happened to be a, you know, long, long day, and then I was signing all day, and then we didn't get out until late at night.
Okay.
So after we were finally out, we were like, we need to go and eat. So we went to the steak place, and it was so late, like even Rooker was like, you know what, I'm not going out. Juliet, myself, a bunch of the other handlers were there. I don't even remember who else came out, but there was like maybe 10 of us, and they put us in a private room. You know,
okay.
They're like, all right, mm-hmm. You know, they called ahead, Brimstone's coming, you know, and they put us in a private room. We went in and we're sitting there and everybody's kind of figuring out what they want. And the way they work in these steakhouses, these fancy schmancy steakhouses, is everything's a la carte. So, you know,
yeah.
Even you're going to spend $50 on a steak, but you're not going to get anything on the side. You got to then buy potatoes on the side or whatever on the side. So you're looking at least $60, $70 just to sit
for
down,
yourself.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, you know what? I'm going to splurge. I had a really crappy day. I'm starving. And I said to the guy who was the waiter, I go, I want the biggest, most prehistoric, ginormous thing that you have in the back. I don't care if you have to go out, kill it, bring it back, and cook it for me. Yeah. I want something big. What's the biggest thing you got? He's like, oh, well, you know, this one over here, this sucker is good. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to take your word for it. Okay, guys. This thing came out, and okay. It was like the size of a burger. It was like this tiny little thing on this disappointing freaking, you know, big, ridiculously big plate.
When you said you want the biggest thing on the menu, he was just looking at the price on some of them. That's what he was probably bringing you.
maybe. And I'm sitting here going, all right, dude, man. Like, okay, this is not going to fly. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat it. I'm just hungry. I'm just going to eat it. So I ate it in 0.2 seconds. It was ridiculous fast.
And you're more.
Yeah. So the manager comes in and, you know, she wants to come check on me and say, hey, you know, is everything okay? You know, how's everybody else? How are you doing, sir? You know, thank you so much for coming in. I'm like, yeah, you know, I appreciate, you know, you coming in. And I got to be honest with you. I'm a little disappointed. Why are you disappointed? I said, well,
it's the finest establishment.
You know, I said that I wanted the biggest piece of meat that you guys had in the back. And she goes, and I said, and he comes out with this thing that was the size of a hamburger. She looks at me, she goes, but, you know, why didn't he tell you about the tomahawk? So I was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about, the tomahawk? So it's going to be a lot of screaming right now. She's like, well, you know, it's on the secret menu. I go, hold on a minute. I said, now, first of all, I know I'm in L.A. and
secret
some crazy
menus are so corny.
Listen, worth it. I know sugar honey iced tea happens all the time in L.A., and you're sitting here talking about secret menus. I want to know. Teach me about the secret menu. So she's sitting there going, yeah, blah, 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 and, you know, it's a secret menu, and, you know, we tell people, you know, when they come in, and this thing is ginormous. So I go, well, why didn't he tell me about that? He's like, well, because it's on the secret menu, and you didn't know about the secret menu. I was like, B.S., You should have told me. Yeah, I have this. You knew I was a special guest. You know, and she yelled at the guy. So they wound up, instead of bringing me a new steak, you know, they brought me out a whole bunch of, you know, like little truffles and whatever. So we had like
consolations.
Prize. Which okay, that's cool. But I'm sitting here going, all right, I need to learn everything there is about secret menus, and I must have a tomahawk steak at some point.
Okay.
So what do you call it? So this.
And now you finally have.
X amount of years later, I actually had one of the steaks.
Secret menus suck though, especially if they're not gonna. How are you gonna find out about that one? What do you gotta be on a mailing list?
But yeah, that one you have to be on a mailing list. And what do you call it? But if you go online, you could do secret menu. You know that McDonald's has secret menus and Burger King.
McDonald's isn't fancy Starbucks, enough to really no care.
Hold on a minute. First of all, you've got the McChicken. What was it?
McGangbang.
McGangbang.
Yeah, McGangbang. Yeah. I know
and
about
then
that.
They have a whole bunch of different ones. Wendy's has them. Like, they're crazy looking. You know, you had from In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The double animal style with chopped chilies, baby.
I never had that. No, I never had that.
That's no, so good. He did.
That was me. That was me.
He's like, I need to have something with the secret menu. I'm sure.
And we're like, okay.
I'm sure, like, what do you call it? And even at Starbucks, they have a million things in the secret menu.
Oh, yeah, they do. I mean, they definitely do. No free ads.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that being said, what do you call it? That was my time at you know at
the time
at the steakhouse.
That sounds great. There you go.
Well played. So yeah, so that was the story. Now you guys know what it is. But,
well, hey,
yeah,
it means something at least a little bit.
It meant
know?
A lot.
It's kind of cool.
It was funny when it happened because I'm sitting there and you don't understand. It's been a thing for the last umpteenth amount of years, however long it's been.
Oh, I believe it.
Since that time,
you've just never had a tomahawk steak.
I just haven't had
it.
Okay.
Well played, Greer. Well played. What do you call? Anyway, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyerdynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $299.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, it's Bob Camp from Ren and Stimpy, and I'm here with Brim. Thanks for listening in, and remember, happy, happy, joy, joy, damn it.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Oh, welcome back to Within Brim Skin.
Hey.
I'm being chill with my boys, Zambo, Mr. Green. We're just hanging out, being all sexy up in here. You know what I'm saying? All fine-looking gentlemen.
Talking about steak.
Yeah, talking about all meat.
Up, wait. I just got a cease and desist for using that song for 20 seconds.
Oh, whoops. Looks like the gay estate don't like that.
Well, it's okay. You know, Zamble cut it, you know, short.
Yeah, I'll work it out.
I was just kidding. It was a joke. We didn't. I know you guys are here, so you can tell that really wasn't a real cease and desist. It was nothing.
I thought it actually was. I got scared for half a second.
So it's that time of the year, so I have to ask you, Brim.
Christmas?
Okay.
Do you remember?
Do I remember what?
That 21st night of September.
You're an ass. God damn it. I knew you were going to do that. It's
come on.
That one's almost as bad as the whole, it's going to be May.
Well, at least it's not as bad as a Henway.
That was funny the first time. When I first heard that was hilarious.
I know what's a Henway. A Henway is about 3 or 4 pounds.
Yeah, about 10 pounds if you weigh it.
10 pounds?
Yeah, 10 pounds if you weigh it.
No, it's not 10 pounds.
It can be.
Hens
so
weigh
big
like
hen.
4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah, they weigh about 4 pounds.
Anyway.
Better than up dog.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not going to.
Are you kidding? What? Say it slow.
Up dog?
Yeah.
Not much. How about you?
God damn you. You need to leave that stuff on GHR. Those are worse than dad jokes. You
They're
yell at me
bad.
For dad jokes
They're
all the time,
bad.
Greer. That was bad.
That was bad.
It was funny.
I was just more surprised you didn't get it. That
no,
you
the up dog?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised.
You got schnoo on your nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. What was it, Bofa?
It's what schnoo. Nothing what schnoo with you.
What schnoo?
Oh, no.
See, the thing is, though, like...
You didn't know that one?
I didn't know that one.
What schnoo with you?
What schnoo with you?
Anyway. At least it's not Bofa. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know what that is.
Bofa?
Bofa?
Yeah, Bofa.
What's Bofa?
Bofa these nuts. Hey!
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it does. Sorry.
Anyway,
I can keep going. I got at least three more.
No. So save it.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, one day. So you guys are roller coaster people.
Yeah.
So did you know that Six Flags, which is not far from us, it's in Jersey.
Yes.
They just unveiled the plans for their new roller coaster, which is called the Jersey Devil. After the infamous mythological creature from New
the
Jersey.
The Jersey Devil.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is actually going to be the tallest, fastest, longest single rail coaster. It goes 13 stories high, speeds of up to 58 miles per hour, and over 3,000 feet of track.
So it's going to beat out their King Ka.
Yeah.
It's going to be taller than King Ka?
Taller than King Ka.
Taller and faster.
Yes.
It says. But it's also a full coaster. It's not just a loop and then you're done, you know?
So it's based off of the Jersey Devil. Now, do you guys know about the Jersey Devil?
Yeah. Of course.
All right. So the folklore, for those who don't know, it's brought fear and interest to the Pine Barrens for almost 300 years. Mm-hmm. It's commonly described as having the body of a kangaroo, the head of a dog, face of a horse, large leathery wings, antlers similar to those of a deer, a forked reptilian tail, and intimidating claws.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm intimidated. Whoa. I am.
I'm intimidated.
I am intimidated.
And I just say that I'm scared and...
A little aroused.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually quite terrified.
It's not a roller coaster for the hockey team.
No, it's a roller coaster of emotions. I'll tell you that much.
So the coaster is going to have a climb of 130 feet with an 87-degree first drop,
all right.
A 180-degree stall, and then zero gravity roll. It opens in 2020. So.
Wow, I already want to throw
soon?
Up.
So we're going to go. We're going to do it.
Oh, we're going to do more
no,
than do it.
You
we're
guys
gonna
can do it.
I'm not going to do it the first season. We're going to do it after the first.
We're going to do it after
what
the dummies.
I'm
going to do it after the dummies have been calibrated.
Exactly.
I've still never done King Dakar.
Yeah, no, I won't do it.
It's good.
Nope. I will never do King Dakar because when I was there, when it first opened, I watched the dummies fall out of the actual coaster.
It's a lot better now.
Oh, sure.
Nobody dies anymore.
It's a lot better.
No,
right
but
now.
Nobody dies anymore. They just get really severely maimed.
Okay.
So no, I saw those stairs, the staircase they have going down the center.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I told myself, well, if it ever gets stuck up here and they ask me to walk down those stairs, I'm just dying up here.
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna die up here.
I'll stay here for the
cool.
next.
Yeah,
that's
I'll just
cool.
die up here.
I'm good.
Star Wars, they opened Galaxy's Edge in Orlando recently
they
too.
They
right?
did.
I know that Greer and I were talking about it a little bit earlier.
Yep.
It's literally just in time for this bastard of a hurricane, Dorian.
Yeah.
With 155-mile-per-hour winds. So let's just understand. Is it four or five category?
I think it's a four right now, but
I think it just actually up to a five today.
Oh, it did up to
yeah,
a five
I think
today?
They upped it to a five.
It's just
insane.
sitting in the Bahamas, destroying the Bahamas right now. I think it's going to turn.
I really wonder what would happen if Disney was hit. Do you think that Disney would get torn apart?
Disney will probably, from what they showed, it looks like if this just goes right over Florida.
Yeah.
Which they think it's going to turn, so they might get lucky. But if it goes all over Florida, it's going to just encompass the entire state. So Disney will get hit in some capacity.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But Disney's like a $1 billion company. They'll be able to rebound.
I know. At the end of the day,
this isn't the first hurricane to hit Florida.
But if I understand that, but I mean Disney. Would it be shredded? That's the question. Or do you think that they've built
a lot of infrastructure in to prevent massive damage?
Okay.
But maybe a lot of cosmetic damage would need to be repaired. Because a lot of that stuff, keep in mind, is wooden timber. So it's gonna get ripped up. But a lot of the new stuff, like Cars Landing, let's say, it's probably gonna get mostly metal. So it's probably just gonna have some brush to clean up.
Yeah, I'd imagine when they're building all of this stuff, they're just like, all right, this is Florida. We kind of need to take into account really bad weather, harsh weather.
Yeah.
So they do the best that they can. You know, but
I can see that. You know,
I don't think the Millennium Falcon's flying away.
Well, you know, my point, that would be freaking hilarious. By the way,
yeah.
Can you imagine just you're just there at all
the X-wing, the A-wing.
I would film that. I would probably take it and just go
You'd
to
probably
film
get
it
hit with something
just for the glory of it, because it'd be that would get a million hits on social media. but anyway, you know,
I brought it up and I apologize. It was a Category 5 at night, but then it went back down to a Category 4 today.
Oh yeah, okay.
As of an hour ago, they kind of updated. So my bad.
Okay. So the what do you call it? I remember being in New Orleans and going over to see the Six Flags that got hit by the what do you call it by Katrina. And it is completely destroyed.
Oh yeah, it's a ghost town.
Like it is a real true ghost town.
Yeah.
And people go in there and it's crazy. When I went there,
I would love to go there.
I'll take you when we go to New Orleans.
I didn't go in though.
I stayed at the gates. Well, one, you could get arrested if you go inside.
All right. Well, that makes a little
sense. Go to a New Orleans prison.
You know, ain't nobody want to go to New Orleans prison, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. You don't want to do that.
You want to know why they call him Bubba Gump? I think it's a shrimp boy.
So what do you call it? But so I'm just saying, you know, what would happen if that happened to Disney? You know what I mean? Who knows? But
I think Disney's the company that'd make it work.
Disney
has
the amount of money
back
to throw out, because it's like, no, this is our biggest other than movies. We have to throw money into this.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Six Flags is just throw rides.
All right. So this next story, because I want to get to it before we're
you have a little bit of time.
It angers me to no end. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of this. But in, I believe it was Arkansas, a 911 operator was absolutely horrible and condescending to a victim who eventually drowned.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did you hear about this?
Maybe.
Okay.
Did she say shut up and hung
yes,
up?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
She didn't hang up.
But I know this. I know this okay. story now. I'll let you say it. I'm sorry.
So the police department in Arkansas released the audio of this piece of garbage 911 operator. And I'm going to put her name on blast because she's a
Do
piece
it.
Of garbage.
She is trash.
It's Donna Renew or Renew. I think it's Renew. You know, it looks like a French name. She looks like a beast. So, you know, it all works.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? She can be heard telling a newspaper delivery woman to shut up. Among other things, moments before she drowned in a flash flood. Now, the police department released a clipped version of the call with reluctance. They apparently said, you know, that they were releasing it with great reluctance after the media came a knocking. It was, I couldn't listen to the entire thing.
Trash.
Because she is trash. It was a 22-minute recording. Are you playing that?
I was actually going to read the article. That was my bad. I apologize.
The 22-minute recording, you hear the victim crying, begging for help, saying she's scared and didn't want to die. This hog, Renew, can be heard obnoxiously telling the woman Renew. To calm down. Renew?
Renew.
Okay, Renew.
I'm looking at how it's spelled.
Okay, I don't care because she's a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, to which this poor... this,
that's the N-word.
This poor woman actually apologized to the wench. She felt bad that she was, like, you know, upsetting the operator. Yeah, you know. Now, somewhere along the 9-minute point, the victim's crying and screaming for someone to help her. This see you next Tuesday responds. Am I not on the phone with you trying to get you some help? Then stop. Can you imagine? Then she goes, you're not going to die. I don't know why you're freaking out. I know the water level is high, but you freaking out is doing nothing but losing your oxygen level up there, so calm down. You know, like,
who is this woman in a cushy little office behind a phone
exactly.
to tell someone to calm
Yo,
down?
This
what
animal.
More important do you have to do than to just tell somebody, oh, the ambulance is on the way,
I know,
or
right?
the Coast Guard's on the way? That's it.
Exactly. What do you call it? The victim.
I'm sorry, I'm painting my nails.
The victim mentions her phone is new and she was afraid of it dying because she doesn't know how long she had.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. This pig snout responds. Do you really care about your brand new phone? You're over there crying for your life. She also then scolds the victim for worrying that her car may catch on fire, saying, "How? You're underwater." There's the picture of her. That scumbag.
Yeah.
That piece of garbage trash. I hope that something foul happens to her. What do you call it? All right, so here we go. I'm not even done. About 10 minutes into the call, the woman apologizes for her demeanor. The victim.
Wow.
Okay,
I'm sorry, I was drowning.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
and
I'm just
going to
keep drowning.
Rude, she said she's never been in this situation before.
Yeah, I've never almost died. So, I'm sorry if I was a little rude.
So you know what the snatch says? She says, well, this will teach you next time, don't drive in the water.
Well, for her, there won't be a next time.
Yeah. This is, what do you call it, and you know, the victim, she said, you know, I didn't see the water before it swept me away. So she goes, I don't know. I don't see how you didn't see it. You had to go right over it. What do you call it? The water just didn't appear.
Honestly, at this point,
you
understand.
You know what a flash flood is, lady?
I understand that her phone might have been about to die.
Yeah.
Hang up and redial 911, because what are the odds you're getting this woman again?
Well, true. Now, here you go. At one point, the woman even said that, what do you call it, that she didn't know how to swim, but then this piece of garbage, all right, she says, you could probably just stand up and wade through the water unless you were 3 feet tall. Can you imagine?
I'm sorry, is this
now, Sambo,
is she
Jenna
speaking
is
to Mother Nature?
Tall. Like, yeah. You would probably have a heart attack,
yeah,
right?
Probably, maybe. No. I mean, she'd be gone in a flash flood, and that would be terrifying.
Exactly. Think about it. Now, around 19 minutes into the call,
Christ.
As she tried to shout her location to the dispatchers, what do you call it? They said, Miss Debbie, you're going to have to shut up, okay? She told the woman to shut up. The call ended around 22 minutes with the woman screaming. She drowned approximately 10 minutes before the first responders could reach her. All right. Meanwhile, this hoe, all right, was named Fire Dispatcher of the Year last year. Now, did I mention that this bitch's, it was her last day. She'd given her 2 weeks notice. This was her last day and probably her last call. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, that is pretty
gross.
That's
absolutely disgusting.
Because you can't even fire her or get, like, you can't now. Well, I mean, I guess if she looks this bad in the media, that you know, whoever just hired her, they'd fire her.
Well, now she's blackballed.
She should be
so
shot.
She's gone. She's blackballed.
She should be shot. The bitch looked like Shrek got hit in the face with a stampede of elephants, pretty much.
Maybe a little
anyway,
worse.
Anyway, that being said, you know, she should go to hell. She should go to hell and she should die. Anyway, thank you so much.
Hell don't want
it. To the Grindhouse Radio. As always, make sure to check out GHR, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday nights. You get the whole crew. Thanks again for tuning in. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe, as Mr. Greer says on GHR. Hit us up on social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.